lot of fun there. Highlight cuts courtesy of Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Coach Matt Rhule postgame in the open as well. Baylor football headed to the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Championship game December 7th opposite Oklahoma at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. John Morris, Stephen Simcox in the captain's chair this morning. Garrett is taking care of his son and a follow-up visit to the doctor. So, Stephen, I appreciate you being here this morning, coming off a wild and woolly weekend.
It sure was, and I got lost in the football this weekend, and I looked up last night, and I remembered, oh yeah, Baylor basketball played Villanova
exactly
on Sunday afternoon, and I saw that they won.
Yeah.
So, you know, I looked at the box score, saw Jared Butler had a great game, but man, it seems like Coach Drew does that every single year. They go win some early season tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that, and they beat, you know, a good opponent. Or a couple of years ago when they beat Louisville, I think down in the Maui or
that
Bahamas
was the
or something.
Battle for Atlantis.
Okay, Atlantis, yeah. And a signature win yesterday for them, and I know it was a crazy weekend for you because I realized when you came in here that you did football and basketball
yeah.
Saturday, Sunday.
So here's my day, and listen, I'm not complaining at all, okay?
Sure.
I have the greatest job in the world. Mm-hmm. The only downside was I've been gone a lot from home this week and then gone all day yesterday. But so football game Saturday and then Sunday morning up at 3:30, 5:09 flight out of Waco, that early morning flight, which somehow is packed. I don't know how.
Really?
Yeah.
On a Sunday morning.
On a Sunday morning.
Huh.
Somebody told me, David Kay said he thinks it's people who come to Waco for Magnolia, which is closed on Sundays, so they come for the weekend, and then they're closed on Sunday, so they get out as quick as they can.
That would make sense.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I just can't imagine people. I guess flying from DFW to Waco Regional is probably more convenient than like renting a car.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe
traveling
so.
Traveling down.
So 5:09 out of Waco yesterday morning, Waco, Dallas, Charlotte, Myrtle Beach. A little bit of a delay in Charlotte, but we got there in plenty of time. Basketball game yesterday, and then the team chartered up there, so I had a charter flight seat coming back, and I mistakenly thought in my mind, you know, it's a charter. As soon as the game's over, we'll celebrate, we'll get something to eat, we'll pack up and go to the airport and get back. So I was guessing 11 o'clock, you know, back last night after
right.
the game at the latest, maybe even between 10 and 11. Well, I was mistaken because they had to set the charter return by when the latest they would have played, could have played.
Oh,
and there was
okay.
a later game after ours, after the championship game. So they didn't have the charter return flight set until like 10:45.
Man.
Yeah.
That's really interesting how they did that because they kind of did that all weekend of that tournament. For instance, we thought if they won in that first game earlier in the week, they'd probably play
yeah.
the night game.
Yeah, you were expecting a night game,
the next
game,
day,
right? Yeah.
But they set it in the afternoon. Wow, that's really odd that they'd have the consolation game. It's the last game of the tournament.
It was all ESPN. I mean, they just made it work so that the championship game was in the best time slot for them,
right.
which was 4 o'clock Central, our game against Villanova, 5 o'clock Eastern. And, you know, you couldn't pack in 3 games before that. So they had the championship game, and then they had basically the seventh place game. Two teams that hadn't won a game in the tournament. It was Ohio, who Baylor beat in the first round, and Middle Tennessee. So I was given Fran Fraschilla and who Rich Hollenberg did the games for ESPN. Mm-hmm. And so they finish our game, pretty exciting championship game, and then they have to stay.
For a seventh-place game?
Yeah, for a seventh-place game.
Jeez.
So, but it was all just TV. I mean, it's an ESPN
right.
event tournament, so they're the ones who did it to themselves, setting the schedule like that. But
that's hilarious.
To finish, so charter flight back, which is great. I did sleep a little bit on the plane. I was dead, man, and laid my head on my pillow at 2 a.m. this morning. So nice little 22.5-hour day yesterday.
That is that's a very long day. So I'm assuming this week, though, is this a lot better?
Much.
Okay.
Much. Because last week, not just that, but
volleyball.
Yeah, well, women's basketball Tuesday, volleyball Wednesday, women's basketball Thursday, Hall of Fame banquet Friday,
mm-hmm.
and then the football game Saturday, and that little 22.5-hour day yesterday. So, again, I'm not complaining.
No.
I'm just kind of
telling
you the week
it was.
Good
job security, too. I mean,
well, maybe.
You're willing
I don't
to work
know.
22.5-hour days.
Yeah, let Morris do it. He'll do that game. He'll do anything.
He'd probably do the seventh place game if we asked him.
Yeah. Hold that charter. Let's do one more game. But it sure was nice to get home. And this week is going to be very nice and relaxed. The only really event that I have this week is a football game on Saturday. And we're going up Saturday morning for that. So So that's nice. So Thanksgiving at home, definitely much quieter week this week.
How was the Hall of Fame banquet for Friday?
Very nice. Yes. Thanks for asking. Because I'm glad it didn't get lost in the shuffle. It was a great class. You know, we visited with all those electees over the last few weeks building up to it. And it was really good. I mean, that is such a neat deal because, you know, if you're a Baylor person, because you know these names, you know these people, and to hear them get up and accept and tell their story, and they all have, for the most part, similar stories of how much Baylor means to them and how much, you know, how much they grew up during their time at Baylor and the relationships they built here. You know, like Ryan Baccia is a golfer, and he had a lot of his golf teammates that were there at the banquet. He had six tables of people at the banquet, you know, there to honor him. And then I'll tell you what, Jody Conrad, I need to get that audio and play it because she obviously is associated with the University of Texas, won 900 games as a coach, majority of those at UT, but she's a Baylor grad. And her speech was so good. She's really good speaker.
I didn't even realize until that was announced that she was a Baylor alum,
because you and most people,
don't everyone even know associates her with Texas, which is understandable. That's where she made her career. But that was really cool, and I can imagine, you know, when Santana and Robin had that Lunch with a Legend event, there were so many coaches there.
Yeah,
so I can imagine that place was packed with everybody from every sport, and that's really cool that, you know, that whole golf team showed up.
I know, it was really cool. And then so Robin Jones was inducted into the Hall of Fame. He was part of that class. Steve Beard, 74 Baylor football team. That guy was funny. Yeah, and his speech, he was really funny. He said, you know, he kept talking about, you know, I wasn't very smart. I was just a football player, you know, and they say that how do you say it? I don't know, something about math, and he had a good line about that. But he was very good and very gracious, gave a lot of credit to Pat McNeil, who was his backfield running mate. So, and then John Addicks from Baylor football, Ryan Baccia from golf. Curtis Gerrals wasn't there. He's playing overseas. But his mom was there, and his son, CJ3, was there.
Oh, great.
So they came up and accepted, and his son was wearing the medallion, the Hall of Fame medallion, at the end of the night. So that was really cool. Lisa Ferguson from softball, Lauren Hagans from track and field and cross country. And I mentioned Robin Jones and Jody Conrad, and then Mark Hurd was inducted posthumously under the Wall of Honor. And that was, I'm telling you, that's a touching moment because it wasn't that long ago that he passed away. And his wife Paula was there, and his two daughters were there. And Mark, who's been so generous to Baylor, and then specifically tennis for the Hurd Tennis Center, the entire men's and women's tennis teams were there, you know, to honor him also. And Paula spoke, and she was very, very gracious. So, you know, all that. The honor team was the 79 Baylor football team that won the Peach Bowl, won the Cotton Bowl the next year. So those guys, I think they had a pretty good time at the banquet and after the banquet. So it was cool to have them there. So it was a very, very nice, well-run event.
Did Mr. Hurd know that he was going to get that honor before he passed? Okay.
Yeah, he did. He knew it, and then he was suffering with pancreatic cancer, which I don't know how many people knew that. I don't know how widespread that was.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was surprised when I didn't know a lot about him other than, you know, just what his success in business and what he had done for Baylor tennis, but I had no idea that he was sick. It seemed very unexpected when he passed away.
Yeah, and I know some people obviously here knew that, but like Jerry Hill and I were trying to get in touch with him to do an interview, you know, for the Wall of Honor series of interviews, and we just didn't get a response and didn't think anything about it. He's a busy guy, but then, you know, then he passed away. But Paula was sure great to have her there.
I bet. Was John Addicks the guy that had a brother?
Yeah.
And there was a story about them when they were kids going through like multiple gallons of milk a day.
I love that story. Mark Addicks was his brother.
Okay.
Mark was older, 3 years older. And, you know, their dad was a chaplain, military chaplain. And they kind of settled in Killeen when he was at Fort Hood. But the story that I remember when I was working at Channel 10, I did a story with them together one time. Brothers playing on the same offensive line. And the story that I always remembered was they went through 8 gallons of milk a week.
Oh, my God.
with those two guys in the house. 8 gallons of milk. So we had a recent thing before the Rice football game this year in Houston, and Mark spoke there. I did a Q&A with him. And so I said, hey, while I've got you, let me confirm this story. So I told that story, and I asked him, is that accurate? Is that possible? 8 gallons of milk a week? He said, no, that's not right. It was 20.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know if it's just kind of grown through the years,
sure,
or if it really was 20. But either way, those growing boys went through a lot of milk.
That's a lot
that
of
funny?
Milk. That's really funny. And was Lisa Ferguson, was she on one of those CWS teams?
Yeah, to 07.
Okay. Yep. I feel like I remember watching them in a game against Arizona in the CWS. And it was like, they ended up losing, but it was a great game. It was like 0-0 through 10 innings or so. And
yeah.
She pitched, and Arizona was on. That was when they were on their run of just really great softball teams. But it was an incredible pitcher's duel that night, and she threw in a great game against a really good Arizona team.
Yeah, that was cool. A lot of the softball coaches, some of her former teammates were there also. So it was a really good night. Thanks for asking about that. A lot of fun. The Athletic Hall of Fame Wall of Honor Banquet. Another job well done by Walter Abercrombie and Tammy Harden and Lauren Sanderson and the Bee Association to make it a first-class event. All right, we're off and running on this Monday. We do appreciate you being with us. John Morris, Stephen Simcox, in the absence of Garrett Ross this morning. We'll have our Big 12 Roundup coming up in a bit. We'll look back at the weekend in the Big 12, a weekend in which Baylor and Oklahoma clinched spots in the Big 12 championship game coming up on December 7th. So we got that. Plenty more still to come. Take a break. Be right back. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Wake up, Waco. It's your financial update with the team from Lovett & Associates. Today, we're here with Eric Lovett and Jeremy Masick. Eric, many investors are familiar with the traditional financial model of asset allocation, but most are not familiar with the model that's more appropriate to get us through retirement, income allocation.
Simply stated, income allocation is designating a portion of your assets to provide for your retirement income and then actually forming a plan to know exactly how this money will accomplish producing that income. It is the reason you saved. Putting in place a precise plan that gives you the confidence to retire.
Jeremy, why is having an income allocation a specific advantage over the traditional accumulation and growth model?
Income allocation sets forth a written structure to help meet income needs that we may have in retirement. When you've worked for 30, 40 years and you've accumulated this lump sum and you don't have a strategy for taking an income from it, that can lead you to deplete that a lot quicker than you might think. An income allocation plan is very important because we need to know how much we need in retirement, and what is the most efficient way to generate that income using everything that we've worked so hard to save for. The paycheck is really the bottom line. That is your income plan prior to retirement. You know, your paycheck is what you look forward to, and how much is going into your 401k is the secondary thought. And that's what we want to help people do every single day, is recreate that sustainable, predictable income in retirement, and also take the risk of running out of money off the table.
For your complimentary income allocation strategy design, or to request your copy of the authoritative book, Income Allocation, pick up the phone and give Lovett and Associates a call. 254-870-6800. That's 254-870-6800.
Security and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC, a broker dealer, and a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other entity. Investments in securities do not offer a fixed rate of return. Principal yield and or share price will fluctuate with changes in market conditions. And when sold or redeemed, you may receive more or less than originally invested. No system or financial planning strategy can guarantee future results.
Direct phone number to reach Lovett & Associates is 254-751-1256.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRoser, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco, come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley's show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet and McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Check out our November Fall Savings event featuring our best truck deals of the year. Come see the difference so many of our friends rave about: transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Stick 'em, Bears.
Bombarolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Bombarolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.pomparolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Bombarolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
Are you in the market to buy or sell a home and need an agency to deliver excellent results? Camille Johnson Realtors is excited to assist you with one of the most important decisions for you and your family, whether it be residential, commercial, or farm and ranch properties. Camille and her all-star team of agents are ready to help buyers and sellers through what can be a stressful period in their lives. They realize their job is more than just a job, and their knowledge can help guide you through this process. Enjoy the multiple listings, community and school information, and photos of the area on their website, CamilleJohnson.com.
This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show.
Back with us, John Morris, Bears. Morning, John Morris, Stephen Simcox, brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. You can call Sean Hunt at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. All right, next segment, we'll have our Big 12 roundup. Look at the games from this past weekend. What else? We talked about Baylor basketball and winning over Villanova yesterday. Win the championship of the Myrtle Beach Invitational. And, Stephen, you're right. Coach Drew and his staff do a great job of preparing and just really putting a lot of emphasis on these in-season tournaments.
They do. And, I mean, that's got to be a tough prep. I mean, you know all the possibilities of teams you could play, but you don't really know day to day. I know that Coastal Carolina game was kind of surprising because you figured Utah would
exactly
probably win that.
Yeah.
So that's a quick turnaround, and the Chanteliers gave Baylor a good game. They were ahead for most of that first half before they turned it on. But really, you know, really nice bounce back for Baylor the past week or so after that loss to Washington in Alaska, which was a tough game. Kind of weren't able to finish down the stretch. But that's a big win over a very good Villanova team. You know, Jay Wright's squads are always disciplined, well-coached, so they don't beat themselves. And, yeah, just a huge confidence boost. And it was nice to see Tristan Clark looks like he's getting just more and more.
He is, isn't he?
Kind of comfortable getting back from that injury. And Jared Butler was great, which you kind of come to expect that from him. But I think he had like 22 points. So, you know, with that duo and then all the depth they have just up and down the lineup, it seems like they're poised to have a really good season.
Butler had 22, Maceo Teague had 18, those two on the all-tournament team, and Jared Butler was the outstanding player of the tournament. So he had three solid games and led the Bears in scoring yesterday. Villanova, that's a good team, man. They're picked to win the Big East, and they are, you know, it's not that far in the rearview mirror. They won two national championships, 2016 and 2018, and, you know, in the Big East, it's changed, obviously, but they're still the king of that Big East.
They are, and I mean, that's a team you can most of the time pencil in to be in the second weekend of the tournament. So that's a big-time win and, you know, good to get a look at. It's a good measuring stick game. They've already had a couple of those early in the year, so passed a big test on Sunday afternoon.
Yep, they were ranked number 17 in the nation, Baylor number 24, so Bears should move up after that win. Scott Drew is 10-1 now against Big East schools. How about that? I didn't realize that till got it from David Kay in his notes, but 10-1, first meeting ever with Villanova, and they're watching. So we're coming back. It's late. You know, I'm crack. I can't keep my eyes open, but the coaches are just watching tape, you know, and working on the way back. And Coach Drew, here's Rich Hollenberg, who did the game for ESPN. One of the opening statements he made was something about two blue bloods in college basketball meeting today. Coach Drew loved that.
Oh, man, yeah.
When you refer to Villanova and Baylor as blue bloods.
Cut that and send it to whoever your recruiting coordinator is and make sure you put that in there. But a good opportunity to be on national television against a big-time program. And, yeah, they have kind of worked their way into that mix for sure. I mean, Baylor's a team that you have to watch out for every single year, and Coach Drew does a great job.
5-1 now, you know, with that win. The only loss was the one you mentioned to Washington where they lost it late. And he mentioned on the post game that really helped, that going through that Washington game, learning from it, you know, it helped him finish and finish off Villanova yesterday.
Well, and this is, I mean, a very talented team, but also some new faces in the fact that you got some transfers playing for the first time. Tristan's playing for the first time in a while, so there's some stuff to figure out early in the year, as there is for everybody. And I know that Italy trip helped a lot, but you know, these early season games against tough opponents are going to be huge too.
Yep, you're exactly right. So, and Baylor's won now in season tournaments 3 of the last 4 years: the Battle for Atlantis, the Hall of Fame Classic, and now this one, the Myrtle Beach Invitational. So, really good trip by the Bears, and they come home with the big trophy, the championship trophy from the Myrtle Beach Invitational. They don't play again till December 3rd, so they're off this week game wise. And they'll play Maryland Eastern Shore here on December 3rd. And then beyond that, they play Arizona, which is a big game. It's on December 7th, and it's at 11 a.m., which is the exact date and the exact time that Baylor football now will be playing in the Big 12 championship game.
Oh, man, I didn't realize that.
And, yeah, and a big game, you know, against Arizona coming here. But, unfortunately, it's going to split our fan base somewhat, and there's no way to change. I mean, people may say, well, just move the game. Mm-hmm. Believe me, we've tried, and we just can't, because Baylor will be hosting NCAA volleyball that weekend as well. And those matches are Friday and Saturday, so we couldn't move the basketball game to Saturday night. Ask Arizona if they could stay over and play on Sunday, and they couldn't do that. So, and it's on ESPN at 11 a.m., and, you know, that pretty much locks it in on ESPN, you know, being on ESPN. So, unfortunately, that's going to be two big events going on at the same time, 11 a.m. on December 7th.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough thing to kind of forecast beforehand, and it's a good problem to have, I guess, in that there's
that's true.
There's two big-time programs with big games, but, yeah, unfortunate that people kind of have to choose. And I've never heard of Maryland Eastern Shore before. Have you heard of them before?
Not
this
really.
Year?
Okay. No. Don't ask me anything about them. I'll know some by December 3rd. How about that?
Yes.
Yes. That's the next game for the Bears, December 3rd. Ladies go to the Paradise Jam in St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands this week. And they've got 3 games in 3 days there, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, culminating with a game against South Carolina, which was number 6 in the nation last week. Mm-hmm. So top six matchup there to cap off that tournament for the women.
And they beat them in the Sweet 16 last year, maybe, I think. I feel like they played them in that tournament
at some
point.
I know they played them. I can't remember when it was.
Do you know, so I guess the coaches usually bring their families with them on trips like that over the Thanksgiving weekend?
So, yeah. So the policy at Baylor is, you know, one trip for families each year, you know, that they get to go along with the team. And it's a pretty good one over Thanksgiving to, you know, the U.S. Virgin Islands. So, yes.
Okay. Well, that's good.
It's pretty good, huh?
Turkey dinner after you beat up on whoever that is on Thanksgiving Day.
Exactly. So that's next up for the Lady Bears. They play again this week. Baylor volleyball beat K-State 3-0. They are still in line for a possible Big 12 championship. They play at West Virginia tomorrow, and then they close the regular season at home this Saturday against TCU. And we've talked about football, headed to Kansas to play the Jayhawks to close the regular season this week. 2:30 kickoff for the Bears and the Jayhawks. Seahawks on Saturday. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Big 12 roundup from the weekend. Look ahead to the schedule on this Thanksgiving week in the Big 12. We'll do all that when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Great weekend, as always, at the Baylor Club. Mike Mosel and crew there, they just are spectacular hosts, and they hosted the Friday Night Live on Friday. They had their tailgate on Saturday. They had the Bear Victory Brunch yesterday, which a lot of people, when they come into town for a Baylor game, they stay over specifically for the Bear Victory Brunch. And they are closed today at the Baylor Club to kind of catch their breath and regroup and go at it again with Thanksgiving week ahead for all of us. But the Baylor Club, always tremendous in their service, in their food, in their hospitality, in every area, really. I'd encourage you to check out the benefits of being a member of the Baylor Club. Go on their website at thebaylorclub.com, thebaylorclub.com, or you can give them a call and talk to someone about membership options, 254-710-8080. 254-710-8080. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor football closes the regular season Saturday in Lawrence against the Kansas Jayhawks.
Brewer, time in the pocket. To the end zone. Touchdown, Denzel Mims!
It's Baylor and KU to wrap up the regular season. That's this Saturday right here on the home of Baylor Bear football. ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Come experience the difference at Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
They are one of the few dealerships in Central Texas where you can shop and compare the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Silverado, and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks side by side.
Whether it's hauling a big load or getting to a job site, count on the Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. The Chevrolet Silverado has been helping people get things done for over 100 years. And the GMC Sierra 1500 light-duty pickup truck offers the world's first six-function, multi-pro tailgate.
At Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC, no reasonable offer will be refused. Meet the friendly sales staff. They're small town folk ready to earn your business.
Serving Central Texas since 1964, Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC. Just a short drive to 1206 North Avenue G in Clifton. Come experience the difference, where they say cars are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Football season has merged with hunting season. Waco Custom Marketplace, your one-stop shop for tailgating, deer season, and fall as they continue to offer fully cooked brisket smoked in-house. A fall family box with 5 pounds of ground beef, 5 pounds of 6-ounce chicken breast, and 5 pounds of boneless pork chop for $40. Deer camp box with a pound of jalapeno or regular summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, roll of crackers, pound of bacon, pound of breakfast patties, and 2 pieces of sirloin steak for $25. The fall box with 5 pounds of ground chili meat, 5 pounds of stew meat, and 3 pounds of boneless beef roast. And there's the fall snack box, $15, including a piece of summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, pound of pepper jack cheese, and a roll of Ritz crackers. The fall savings steak box, including 6 ribeye steaks, 4 New York strips, 2 pieces of sirloin steak, and beef fillets for just $100. And you can start your day with fresh kolaches, baked daily and fresh. It's your one-stop shop for all your tailgating needs. The friendliest, fastest grocery store in Waco, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRosier, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Trane heating and cooling system. Visit traneinfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a Trane. 24th-ranked Baylor men's basketball have been crowned the Myrtle Beach Invitational Champions after defeating number 17-ranked Villanova 87-78. After the game, head coach Scott Drew talked about the win.
I tell you, it was a great game. It was one of those games where you knew it was a 40-minute game and you knew it was going to come down to who was able to, down the stretch, execute a little bit better. And I tell you what, our guys made big plays, big shots, and made the right plays down the stretch. And I think that was huge.
Tonight in the NBA, the Spurs host the Lakers. Tip-off is at 7:30. And in the NFL, the Cowboys are now 6-5 on the season after losing to the Patriots on the road 13-9. Dak Prescott was 19 for 33 on the day for 212 yards with one interception.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
It's game time! It's your grown man, Pink Gator. P-I-N-C. P-U champion. Sick and bad. Then the team that we facing. Who cares? Give this thing from the bottom. Find a hill that don't cry like go be you. Go be you.
John Morris Show on this Monday morning, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. A little Pink Gator there. Bring up this note also from David Kay in Athletic Communications. So Baylor is the only school in the country where football, men's basketball, women's basketball, and volleyball are ranked in the top 25. Only school in the country. And with the men's basketball win last night over Villanova, those four sports have a combined record of 43-3. How about that?
That is that's really good. I just saw this note on Twitter, JMO.
Yeah.
It looks like Denzel Mims is headed to the Senior Bowl.
I just saw that. Got a tweet on that.
Accepted
yeah.
that invitation. So
very
not
nice.
Surprising. He had a really good game on Saturday.
He did.
That amazing catch on the sidelines and a touchdown catch as well. So he's headed to the Senior Bowl, and he'll get evaluated by all the scouts there. So good for him.
Very cool. Great note. Thanks very much for that. So Baylor here in the fall, got the makings of another year of the Bear, which we had in 2011-2012, but 43-3 combined record so far for those four sports here in the fall. All right, let's spread it out a little bit. Look at the Big 12 as a whole. Here's our Big 12 roundup on a Monday, and let's begin with K-State and Tech in Lubbock.
Here is the kick, high kick, deep kick, right about a yard or so in. Here comes Youngblood. He's going to take it out. He can run. He's at the 15, got a block. He's at the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 to midfield. Needs another block. He's at the 40. He's at the 30, right on the sideline, 20 to the 10, 5, Wildcat touchdown. Wildcat touchdown. He took it all the way. Unbelievable for Youngblood.
What a great call there. 100-yard return, part of a K-State win over Texas Tech, 30-27, the final score. It's Wyatt Thompson with the call, K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
A good win for the Wildcats, and man, Tech, I mean, it's not a bad football team. It seems like they lose games like that every single week. It's just been a tough year finishing games for Matt Wells and his group, but another bad loss in that. I believe that should, that eliminates them from bowl eligibility now. But one more chance against Texas next week. But K-State, they bounce back after that loss to West Virginia last week and get that victory against Tech.
Yep. So Tech now 4-7. They can't get to a bowl qualifying sixth win. 30-27, K-State the final over Texas Tech. Let's check in with Iowa State and Kansas on Saturday.
Out of the shotgun is Purdy. And he'll give it to Hall off the left side. No, Purdy keeps it and scores a touchdown. I wasn't the only one who thought he handed it off to Hall. So did the Kansas defense. And Brock Purdy runs it in for 5 yards and the touchdown.
Brock Purdy, a touchdown. John Walters, Eric Heft with the call. Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. I think this game was closer than a lot of people thought it might be. Iowa State wins, but Kansas played really well. 41-31, Cyclones the final.
They did. They're getting better. And a really nice job by their offense being able to put up points on a tough Iowa State defense. But ultimately, the Cyclones prevail. So, looks like three or at most four wins for KU this year, but they've made some strides under Les Miles in his first season.
Yep. So Iowa State with the win, and yeah, definitely Kansas played really well. Kansas will host Baylor coming up this weekend to close the regular season. All right, Oklahoma State and West Virginia met in Morgantown.
Brown gets a shot, gets snapped, fakes a handoff, rolls out right, flips it to Jelani Woods, right flat, and he strolls into the end zone. Pistols firing, touchdown Oklahoma State, Drew Brown to Jelani Woods.
Dave Hunziker, the call, Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. And it was Drew Brown at quarterback. Spencer Sanders, is it a broken thumb or what's the injury? He's out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I never got confirmation on that, but I just heard he's done for the season. Right. They're shutting him down. So Drew Brown show from now on.
Yep, Drew Brown, the transfer from Hawaii. Remember way back in fall camp, there was this pretty good competition, mm-hmm. or is what we were told at least, between Drew Brown and Spencer Sanders for the starting job. Sanders won it. They elected to go with the redshirt freshman and some turnovers along the way, but definitely he grew. But now the injury, so Drew Brown will finish things out, did the Saturday and will this week for Oklahoma State.
Nice job by that Oklahoma State defense, keeping them in that game, and they scored enough points. Unfortunately, that Spencer won't be able to play in that Bedlam game. Yeah. He would like to see those two offenses go at it full strength, but Drew Brown did a serviceable job on Saturday, and I'm sure he'll probably get better as he has another full week of practice.
Not sure we mentioned 20-13 was the final mm-hmm. score. So Oklahoma State goes to Morgantown and wins over West Virginia. Many firestorms surrounding that game was the fact that head coach Mike Gundy didn't fly with the team to West Virginia. He stayed behind his son Gunner, who is a high school senior. He was born in Waco when Mike was here. Gunner is a pretty good high school player himself, and his team was in the state semifinal game on Friday night. So Coach Gundy stayed behind to go to see his son play in a state semifinal game, and then he was up there early, either late Friday night or early Saturday morning. But some people tried to make something out of that. You weren't with the team. You broke the routine, and come on, man. I'm behind you 100%, Mike Gundy, to do that.
Yeah, it's his son in a state semifinal game, and he explained it in the post game. He said, I've had to miss things before because of the job, but this just came up. It was an opportunity for me to go, and he also said, basically, the way their schedule works on Friday, that a lot of the guys, he didn't even really think, noticed that he was gone.
I heard that.
They had meetings, and they hopped on the plane, and he was there for all the meetings. He just didn't make the trip until later, so he missed, team dinner, and that was about it. Yeah. But, even if he missed, a more important thing, it's just, it's state semifinals. It's his son's senior year. He's got to be at that game.
Yeah, I am completely in Mike Gundy's corner on that decision. Oklahoma State, and they won the game 20-13. People who are complaining about Gundy's decision to stay back and watch his son play in a high school football playoff game, you don't have much ground to stand on. Oklahoma State won the game. All right, the final game on Saturday, well, there was ours, Baylor and Texas. Bears won, over UT 24-10. Texas now 6-5 on the year. They're 4-4 in conference play with the loss. Bears go to 10-1 and 7-1. And clinch a spot in the Big 12 championship game, snaps a four-game losing skid to Texas in the series. So big, big win for Matt Rhule and the Bears. We'll have Matt Rhule's press conference on the air here at 11:30 this morning during the Matt Mosley Show. So hear from Coach Matt Rhule about the status of Charlie Brewer and Jake Frumorgan. It was a hard-hitting game on Saturday, Stephen. There were bodies laying out all over the field, both teams all day.
Physical game, it always is with Texas, but a really dominant performance by the Baylor defense. I kept expecting UT to make a run and kind of make that closer, but they didn't. And I thought the Baylor offense was really efficient. Charlie had a good day. Denzel Mims had a very nice day. Lovett ran the ball well. So all around, just a really good performance. And I think now, it means the only team in the Big 12 that Coach Rhule hasn't beaten now is OU, and he'll get another shot at it in a couple weeks in the Big 12 title game.
Good point. All right, final game of the day on Saturday was in Norman Saturday night, Oklahoma hosting TCU.
4:47 to go first quarter, 7-0 OU. Hurts takes the shotgun snap, wants to throw this time. Looks right, has all day, takes shot near pylon, caught! Braden Willis caught it, he reaches... Touchdown! Wow! Willis caught it at the 2 and reached backwards for the pylon, and they give it to him.
Jalen Hurts to Braden Willis with a touchdown early. Toby Rowland with the call, courtesy of the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Steven, I know you were plugged into this one pretty well. Oklahoma got a lead. Was it 21-0 at one point?
It was 21-0. They scored in the first three drives and looked like it was going to be a blowout. Actually, my wife got home from work, and she suggested watching something else, and I was like, yeah, that's fine.
This Hallmark is, Channel? Did you switch to Hallmark?
Netflix Christmas movie.
There you
so
go.
Pretty much same thing. I didn't think it would be much of a game, but TCU fought back, and yeah, it was interesting. I was kind of surprised that OU got really conservative after they took that lead. Now, they were able to run the ball effectively, had a couple turnovers, a pick six that put TCU in that game, but yeah, Frogs had a chance to go down and score at the end to take the lead. Couldn't do it. Max Duggan threw an interception on fourth down, and OU held on. So they survived again. That's, you know, two in a row now in Norman where they've had to really fight hard. And McLean, they had the amazing comeback. So they're finding ways to win, but just not in the dominant fashion that we've come to expect from them the last few seasons.
Yeah, from a 21-0 lead to 28-24 mm-hmm. was the final. So OU does win it. They clinch a spot in the Big 12 championship game. They, like Baylor, are 10-1 on the year and 7-1. In the league. So Baylor and OU in the Big 12 championship game December 7th. Final week of the regular season this week. There's two games on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Tech plays at Texas at 11 a.m. That's in Austin. And then West Virginia plays at TCU 3:15 on Friday afternoon. Saturday, Baylor at Kansas 2:30. It's here on ESPN Central Texas. Television is on ESPN Saturday. Iowa State plays at Kansas State 6 p.m. on Saturday. And then Bedlam, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State 7 o'clock Saturday night from Stillwater.
And I guess a couple weeks, this will be a first for you, right, Jimmy? You've never done a Big 12
no,
title
first
game
time we've been.
In football?
Yeah,
so
yeah. First time
deal.
Been there. So looking forward to that. We didn't go to AT&T Stadium for the Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Shootout this year, but we get a shot here in December, so really looking forward to that. That's our Big 12 Roundup. Look at the games from the weekend, the upcoming schedule. Final week of the regular season in the Big 12 is ahead. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up, give some birthdays of the day and day of the day, and pass things off to Matt Mosley coming up next. Matt Mosley Show comes up 10 to noon here on ESPN Central Texas. John Morris Show.
We're ready for some football, baby.
This is Dallas Cowboys football 2019.
Snap is back. They blitz, and he flips it out right. Elliott picks it off the ground. 20, 15, 10.
Only heard here.
Cuts left, dances in. That's a touchdown.
All season.
And Elliott comes up doing the Prescott warm-up dance.
Thanksgiving Day. It's your Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills. Live from AT&T Stadium.
On ESPN Central Texas. Rock to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
Why drive an SUV like every other when you can drive a Cadillac? Improbably spacious, impressively stylish. The Cadillac XT4, the midsize XT5, and the 7-passenger XT6 offer the ideal size to fit your lifestyle. Get a gently used 2019 XT4 for only $33.9, or the midsize 2019 XT5 for just $42.9. Qualified buyers can get a new 2020 XT6 lease for just $4.99 a month. Experience Cadillac today at Richard Carr Cadillac. See dealer for details.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields or look them up on Facebook.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Win big with Genco FCU today. Refinance your car or truck and celebrate an end zone dance with 90 days no payments. Then score again with a chance to win an additional 3 months of no payments. Refinance your auto today with APR as low as 2.99 for 48 months or 3.09 for 63 months. Refinance for a limited time. Annual percentage rate subject to change without notice. Subject to credit approval, membership eligibility, and loan policies. For more information, go to GencoFCU.org. Equal housing lender.
Socorro Family Ford is truly a family dealership.
We work here every day, so you can always talk to family. And we're proud to serve the needs of Central Texas families like yours.
Come see us for your next vehicle. We'll make it easy for you to get the new Ford you want. Choose from over 150 cars, trucks, and SUVs here on our lot. And if we don't have exactly what you're looking for, let us know. We'll get it for you.
Socorro is not just a name on a building. It's who we are.
That's why we say at Socorro Family Ford, our family makes the difference.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. 24th ranked Baylor men's basketball have been crowned the Myrtle Beach Invitational Champions after defeating number 17 ranked Villanova 87-78. After the game, head coach Scott Drew talked about the win.
I tell you, it was a great game. It was one of those games where you knew it was a 40-minute game and you knew it was going to come down to who was able to down the stretch execute a little bit better. And I tell you what, our guys made big plays, big shots, and made the right plays down the stretch, and I think that was huge.
Tonight in the NBA, the Spurs host the Lakers. Tip-off is at 7:30. And in the NFL, the Cowboys are now 6-5 on the season after losing to the Patriots on the road 13-9. Dak Prescott was 19-33 on the day for 212 yards with one interception.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Final segment, wrap things up. John Morris Show. John Morris, Stephen Simcox in studio. Brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. Amanda would direct you to her Facebook page for contact information, 254 series of videos, other things associated with her great business. So just search on Facebook, Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor, and find out what she can do for you if you're buying or selling a home here in Central Texas. All right, birthdays to pass along. I don't have the day of the day today. Garrett always does that and gives it to me, and he's not here. No offense, Stephen, but I don't have the day of the day. So unless you know something off the top of your head, we'll...
I can do a quick Google search.
All right, good, good. Help me on that. I'll look for birthdays while you're doing that. We'll pass along some birthdays today. On this 25th day of November, let's see, Kirk Wakefield, professor at Baylor. Today is Kirk's birthday. Anita Dunn, Mark and Tam Dunn's daughter. Today's her birthday. John Martin, John, former Baylor receiver, now singing country. I say country. It's not all country, but singing sensation in Nashville. So John Martin's birthday is today. Ty Brown with the AFCA. It's his birthday today. Let's see. Janice Kriegel's birthday is today. If Chris Allman was here, he'd want us certainly to mention Janice Kriegel. So happy birthday to Ms. Kriegel. And Leonard Elliott. Do you know Leonard?
I don't believe so.
Big time TCU Horned Frog. He is. Okay. Yeah. I'm surprised y'all hadn't crossed paths at some point. He used to live here. He didn't live here anymore. But he was always the He's the one I'd hear from when it was Baylor TCU related. So today is Leonard's birthday. Happy birthday to him. Lindsay Tomko, former equestrian rider at Baylor. Oh, Suzanne Halliburton writes for the Austin American Statesman. This is getting to be a long list. Today is Suzanne's birthday as well. And there was somebody I noticed yesterday that I wanted to mention. Erica Schilling works in our athletic department. Yesterday was Erica's birthday. Curtis Quillen at KCEN, his birthday was yesterday also. So there's a couple of those. And anybody to add? Steven?
No, I don't believe so. Okay. I will tell you it's National Parfait Day.
There you go. National Parfait Day. So, parfaits for everybody.
You can have. It says you can have this for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I don't know about breakfast, but sure. And how to observe, enjoy a parfait for breakfast or dessert. And they're easy to make, so it suggests that maybe if you have kids, you can get them involved, and they can get creative and have your own flavors. So
perfect.
There's that. And then there's also Shopping Reminder Day, which is apparently like the unofficial kickoff countdown of holiday shopping season.
Oh, yeah. We're a month away from Christmas.
We are a month away.
Wow.
My wife has been buying a lot of gifts lately, and she talked to me a couple weeks ago about, she's like, hey, we need to budget for, you know, we talk about budget for Christmas. I was like, why do we need to do that? And then I was like, oh, yeah, it's like midway through November.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you, I guess you're probably not, because I would imagine you're probably on the road a lot, but are you a Black Friday person?
Not really. And if, you know, I'll be here this week, this Black Friday, mm-hmm. and Terry's really not either.
Okay.
You know, she thinks, I think if she does anything, she's buying more and more stuff online.
Right.
She gets it and she doesn't like it. And then she gives it to me to send back. So I'm getting pretty good at that.
Yeah. I've never been willing to fight the crowds. I did.
Right.
I worked at Academy. So I've worked in retail for a little while. I had to work one Black Friday and it was obviously very busy, but I worked like the evening shift.
Oh, yeah.
So I wasn't there opening the doors at 6 a.m.
People lined up around the building.
Right.
I've seen that some places.
And that was actually, the weather was really bad that day. It was it was the night that TC played Baylor in Fort Worth.
Oh,
That monsoon day.
Terrible weather.
So
right.
The weather was terrible. So it was a little more tempered than usual.
Yeah. All right. So that's coming up. Thank you for that. National Shopping Reminder Day, as if shoppers need any kind of reminder, and National Parfait Day. So celebrate appropriately. Stephen, appreciate you being here. Thanks very much. You got a long day ahead, but I do appreciate you standing in for Garrett this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jimmo.
All right. Appreciate it. Stay tuned now. Matt Mosley, the Matt Mosley Show, is coming up next. Keep it here on ESPN Central Texas.
Thank you guys very much.